This morning, in talking about the living art of the living theater, there are two principal points that I would like to make. First, that the contemporary art of the theater is, in its essential nature, a communicative art. And second, that this special kind of communicative art belongs in the life of each community of the state of Illinois. This last week, in your university theater, here on the University of Illinois campus, we have been giving as a part of the great Festival of Contemporary Arts productions of two short operas, The Old Maid and the Thief by Menotti and The Impresario by Mozart. And at each of these performances, we polled our audience to see if we could get some information which might help us in establishing for our next season exactly the kind of theater program that your campus audiences feel are proper for a university theater. There is a space on this poll sheet for comments. And on one of the poll sheets which was turned back to us was a comment which I found very moving indeed. And it was simply one sentence. It read, "This is the first time I have ever seen live actors on a stage." It seems to me that perhaps a good many of us have the idea that the theater is perhaps not even a contemporary art, that it is a dead art, an art that belongs to some more poetic past. And I presume that in some ways, the art of the theater has in its shift of base almost changed completely some of our fundamental attitudes about this great branch of the arts. I presume that we might safely say that the old commercial theater, which most of us got used to when we were young, is at least an obsolescent and a fading institution. Theater after theater in New York City, for instance, has been closed, and its activity is given over to accompanying arts, cousins of the theater, radio or television. But theater is more alive, living theater, and more dynamic and more vital today than at any time in the history of our country. It just happens that the new Broadway is Main Street, USA, and all over the nation there are groups participating in plays. And so the contemporary art of play production is now not confined to just a few great cities. It is living and flourishing in thousands of American communities and has become very much a part of the pattern of living in those communities. It is very easy to talk about the theater in the past tense, because it is, as has often been said, the art of the night. The play is given, it's over with. We hope sometimes that it may not be forgotten. And you and I speak so often about plays that we have seen. Or we'll say, "Do you remember Sothern and Marlowe?" Or, "Do you remember Frank Bacon and Lightnin'?" Or, "Do you remember Laurette Taylor and Smilin' Through?" Or, "John Barrymore in Hamlet?" And many of the plays that are produced are plays from a very far distant past. But the theater, in its essential rhythm, is a kind of timeless and ageless thing. And although we may hesitate to call a play written 2,000 years ago a contemporary piece, it may, in the ideas that it contains, and in the analysis of human beings that it conveys to an audience, be more fresh and more alive and more contemporary than some of the plays that are being written this very year. That is a very peculiar thing about the theater, is that it has a kind of continuity which is very striking, which is extremely alive. When I think about the theater, I always think about its roots. And we have, as a part of our Contemporary Arts Festival, placed an exhibition of pictures which attempt to demonstrate that little notion about the theater. The thing is called The Theater from Ritual to Broadway. The roots of the theater lie buried very deep in the past, and I presume then that we could say that nothing about the past of the theater is really dead. It is all, to some degree, at least contemporary. Drama, after all, is one form of telling a story that is told by imitation. And the dramatic impulses are impulses that have been a part of the very existence of men and women of every time. The Indian in his war dances, the ritualistic dances of the tribes of Africa, the Malaysian dance of love and pursuit, the phallic dance of the Greeks are all rudimentary forms of drama. And out of this simple seed grew the full flower of drama as you and I know it today. The deathless love of Romeo and Juliet, the argumentative dramas of Bernard Shaw, the whole woof and warp of emotional and intellectual reaction, expressed through imitation of life and human relationships upon a stage by living actors and before an audience. Our exhibit traces the beginnings of drama in these savage dances, carries it on up into Greek drama, then through the Renaissance and into the various periods of modern dramatic expression. We can't, in thinking about the living art of the living theater, ever avoid these great masterworks of the past, because they in themselves have for us today contemporary meaning. Even the plays which were written so long ago for audiences which in many ways were far different than our own audiences still convey this meaning. But the theater is not only concerned with keeping very much alive all of its great heritage, but encouraging new dramatic forms today. And in the way in which we do our plays today, we have, I presume, some claim to be included in a festival of the contemporary arts. Certainly, our ways of handling actors upon the stage, our methods of lighting plays, our very use of the stage itself is vastly different than many of the great theaters of the past. And yet there is a constant linkage there because of the fundamental urge of the theater to communicate ideas from playwrights to audiences. This vital theater of America today, this contemporary living theater, which has forsaken Broadway and has gone out into every part of our nation, finds one of its principal places for experiment and for living with audiences in the American high school. And here in our own state of Illinois, we have a great growth of interest in plays produced in the high school. And so, a good deal of the contemporary play production within our own state is that which is fostered by the high school. And in many communities, the only living theater is that of the high school theater. Here on our campus this past weekend, we have been cheered not only by the very theatrical aspects of an institution called the Spring Carnival, which in itself is one of the most exciting dramatic events in America, but we have had the pleasure of having on our campus several hundred young visitors from the high schools of this state who have come here to read verse, to give various kinds of examples of speaking, and to produce plays in a high school dramatic tournament. And so from all over this state, from DuCoin, from Champaign, from Freeport and Elgin and Joliet, from Casey, from Rock Island and Eureka, Rude House, Jacksonville, Streeter, and Carbondale, we have seen young men and women of our state making their own theater. And the tremendous vitality of it is something that is unforgettable. This summer on the campus, we shall have a group of high school men and women, 20 of them, coming to us to live here for 2 weeks on our university campus to work with plays of Shakespeare on a replica of Shakespeare's own Globe stage. Our theater belongs to the whole state. It is not something that is confined to just a few people who have a very special interest in the art of the drama. The art of the theater is an art that can be understood and enjoyed by anyone. It is not an art that is restrictive in any way. It is a very direct, a very immediate, a very dynamic art. It is an essential part of communication. And because it is an essential part of communication, it is a vital part of the whole American scheme of things. Certainly, there is nothing that today you and I are more concerned with than freedom. Freedom is our most precious possession. It was won for us by great sacrifices. It is today maintained by very great sacrifices. And one of the most powerful barriers to freedom and to independence is inability to communicate. It has often been remarked that the arts constitute an international language. Through the art of the theater, we are able to annihilate the restrictions of time and space and to reach across continents and oceans into the minds and hearts of men and women of every time and every place. Theater, which is, I believe, the most direct of all the arts, has a special and dynamic role to play in America's maturing concept of its responsibility among the nations of today and tomorrow. And here in this mimic world of the living theater, we are permitted brief but revealing glimpses into the very souls of individual human beings. It was an Austrian stage director, Max Reinhardt, who wrote that it is not dissimulation that is the business of the play, but revelation. And not only can the art of the theater help us more than any other human activity to understand our fellow men, it can also aid us in comprehending the meanings and the essential goodnesses of cultures other than our own culture. Perhaps here at the University of Illinois, on the great prairies of this state, in a building, Lincoln Hall, which is dedicated to the greatest son of our state, a man whose deathless declaration of human rights has become the beacon for freedom-loving men everywhere, we might be of some help in establishing a center of theater communication. I wish very much that our own state university might not only help to keep alive the great art of the theater of the past, but it might, through some kind of centering of activity concerned with living actors in provocative and vital plays, serve as an instrument of testing for various ideas about the contemporary art of the theater and the theater as a way of direct and vital communication. In the Festival of Contemporary Arts, we have tried to show something of the international aspect of the theater. We have given examples of various kinds of plays which we think are directly communicative in character, and we hope that our work there will be but a beginning for the establishment of some sort of centering for all of these things which are so essential to American community life.